Bible Prophecies, Chapter 1, Noah's Prophecy. In this book, we hope to consider the vein of prophecy of future events as it runs through the Bible, and to show how those things which were foretold in prophecy have been remarkably fulfilled, often many hundreds of years after the predictions were made, thus proving that the scripture writers were divinely inspired and had these things made known to them by the great God over all, who knows all things from the beginning and whose providence guides and overrules all things to bring about his own purposes. The scriptures by Moses give a never-failing test by which a true prophet may be known from a false one. Moses puts forth a question which might naturally have arisen in the minds of the children of Israel. He says, "If thou say in thine heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord hath not spoken?" Then he answers his own question thus, "When a prophet speaketh in the name of the Lord, if the thing follow not, nor come to pass, that is the thing which the Lord hath not spoken. But the prophet hath spoken it presumptuously, thou shalt not be afraid of him." This, of course, also implies the contrary, namely, that when the thing prophesied does come to pass, there is evidence that the Lord has spoken by that prophet. As Jeremiah also asserts, "The prophet which prophesieth of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that the Lord hath truly sent him." What we desire to examine, then, is whether the prophecies written in the scriptures have had their fulfillment, and we shall find abundant evidence that this is indeed the case, and that these scripture prophecies came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Some prophecies there are, it is true, which have yet to be fulfilled, but we shall find many which have already come to pass, even as it was spoken and written in the Bible, and thereby we shall have further evidence of their divine authorship. What need we have, then, to reverence this holy book, of which we have so many proofs that it is inspired of God, who alone can testify so long beforehand the things which shall surely come to pass? Men today would deny and destroy the scriptures and utterly take them from us, but they will yet prove that every word of God is true, and that not one jot or tittle will fail till all be fulfilled. Yea, they are themselves one of the greatest proofs of the truth of the scripture prophecies, which declare that in the last days scoffers shall come. So said the Apostle Peter, and so he is corroborated by the Apostle Jude. "But, beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts. Be not disturbed, then, that men should in these last times scoff and mock at religion, and seek to take away the Bible from us. For even this the Bible has foretold us, that it should happen in the latter days." Now let us endeavor to look at the scripture prophecies, to show how the things which were foretold by prophets of old have been punctually and accurately fulfilled in after days. The first prophecy or promise which the scriptures reveal was that made to our first parents after their sad and ruinous fall in the Garden of Eden, when it was said to the serpent, or to Satan in the serpent, that the seed of the woman shall bruise his head. This, as we know, was the first promise of the Messiah, which was to come and deliver his people from the dominion of sin and Satan. As it is the first, so it is one of the most wonderful prophecies in the Bible, and we hope to show later on how remarkably it has been fulfilled, together with all the later prophecies of Christ, which were added to it as time advanced, and all the types and shadows of him which were given in the Old Testament. In the meantime, let us look at some of the other early prophecies which relate to the various nations of the world as they have existed from primitive times. After the great flood, which destroyed the world, with the exception of Noah and his families, and all that were with him in the ark, the spirit of prophecy was given to Noah, and he spoke of the families which should descend from his sons down to the end of the world. All the succeeding world sprang from his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And in considering the prophecy, we have to remember that Ham was the father of Canaan and is referred to as such in the prophecy. This is what was given to Noah to foretell of the succeeding generations. Cursed be Canaan. A servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. Blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Genesis 9, verses 25 and 27. Now it is evident that the children of Japheth were the Gentile nations, as we are told in the 10th chapter of Genesis, where, after naming the sons of Japheth, it is said, "By these were the isles of the Gentiles divided in their lands." From Ham came the Canaanites, the Babylonians and Assyrians, the Egyptians and others. But it is particularly to the sons of Canaan that the prophecy is directed. From Shem there came also several lines of descent, but we shall take special notice of one of these, namely that which came by his son Eber, and who were therefore called Hebrews. Keeping these facts in mind, let us now see whether this prophecy made so long ago has been fulfilled. Take first of all the part relating to Shem. Blessed be the Lord God of Shem. This foretold that God would single out from the Semitic race, or the sons of Shem, a people for himself, so that he should be in a peculiar way the Lord God of Shem. This he commenced in the fulfillment of it when he called Abram out of Ur of the Chaldees and separated him and his descendants to be his chosen people. Thus, he was the Lord God of this particular line of the sons of Shem, who were afterwards called the children of Israel, as springing from the 12 tribes of Jacob, whose name was altered to Israel. Upon these Israelites the blessing of God rested, as they were a chosen nation to himself, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises, whose are the fathers, and of whom, as concerning the flesh, Christ came, who is over all, God blessed forever. Amen. Romans 9, verses 4 and 5. For several centuries they remained a holy people unto the Lord, a peculiar people, chosen above all the nations upon the earth, and were given the land of Canaan to be their earthly inheritance, until for their wickedness they were scattered throughout the world. They were typical of the spiritual children of Abraham, the election of grace, the true church of Christ, who shall receive the heavenly inheritance. Now take the prophecy of Noah as it related to Canaan, the son of Ham. Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall he be unto his brethren. He was to be a servant to Shem, and a servant to Japheth also. What a true prophecy this proved to be as the years advanced. At first, it might have seemed to be contradicted when for 400 years the Israelites were servants to the Egyptians, who were another branch of the children of Ham. But this is no unusual thing with the promises and prophecies of the Lord. Often for a time they seem to be contradicted, but this only serves to make their subsequent fulfillment more remarkable, and evidently the Lord's doing. So we find that when the set time had come, the children of Israel were brought out of this grievous bondage and servitude to the Egyptians by the strong arm and mighty hand of the Lord, until they eventually came to the promised land of Canaan and were given mighty victories over the Canaanites. Then what did Joshua say to the tribes of Canaan? Now therefore, he said, ye are cursed, and there shall none of you be freed from being bondmen and hewers of wood and drawers of water. And Joshua made them that day hewers of wood and drawers of water for the congregation and for the altar of the Lord. This servitude of the sons of Canaan to the sons of Shem was brought to its height in the days of Solomon, of which it is recorded, and all the people that were left of the Amorites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Upon those did Solomon levy a tribute of bond service unto this day. So also in later years, Canaan or Palestine has been trodden down of the Gentiles, the sons of Japheth. Both the Grecian and the Roman empires have had the dominion over Canaan, and after them the Turkish Empire bore the sway for many centuries. We have now to consider what was prophesied of Japheth. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem. This has been fulfilled in the first place by the enlarged proportion of the family of Japheth as compared with those of Shem and Ham. Thus there were 7 sons born to Japheth, but only 4 to Ham and 5 to Shem. This, continuing through the generations, led to the posterity of Japheth being more enlarged, and their territory more extensive than those of his brethren. They occupied not only the whole of Europe, but also a good deal of Asia and other parts. And later on, when the Greeks and then the Romans possessed Palestine, they may be said to have dwelt in the tents of Shem. But another way in which the prophecy concerning Japheth has been fulfilled in their enlargement and their dwelling in the tents of Shem is in the calling of the Gentiles by the gospel over 2,000 years later, when they were brought to be fellow heirs with the Jews, as the Apostle Paul says to the Ephesian believers, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Ephesians 3, verse 6. In this way, the believing Gentiles were brought to dwell in the tents of Shem and manifested as members of the Church of Christ together with the believing Jews. Thus we see that this early prophecy of Noah made concerning the families that should descend from him has been fulfilling from that day through all the succeeding generations to the present time. And we have in this wonderful evidence that this scripture prophecy has proceeded from the Lord, who knows and has purposed all things that should come to pass through the ages of the world.